mean well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Christelle, pretty big news about Jacob Zuma and the possibility that he might have to return to serve the rest of his sentence. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if any of us do. And the context is, this story is literally breaking pretty much as we speak. So if we perhaps recap on where we're at now. The Constitutional Court upheld a ruling by the Supreme Court of Appeal that found that Jacob Zuma must go back to prison. That relates to when he was granted medical parole by now former prison's boss Arthur Fraser, and of course he was in prison in the first place relating to refusing to appear before the State Capture Commission.
Yeah, he didn't want to speak to Judge Zondo. He refused to arrive when they told him to. The court sent him to jail. Arthur Fraser let him out. Then who appealed?
So the Department of Correctional Services appealed the Supreme Court of Appeal ruling, and that is now what the Constitutional Court handed down judgment in today. The department has already said to us they've taken note of the judgment. They're still studying it. Because the question now, and this is why I'm a little bit uncertain, we're still trying to figure this out as well in terms of what does this mean. AfriForum has already responded and said that they believe that Zuma should go back to jail to finish his sentence. The question though is whether the time served as medical parole, there could be an argument potentially made that he has served it. And ultimately, that prison sentence has by now lapsed.
Do you know what the other thing is for me? And I'm not trying to be alarmist, but this was my first reaction. The last time that Jacob Zuma had to set foot in a prison, it didn't end well for South Africans in general, because there was such support behind him and behind the fact that his people that support him didn't want him to be behind bars. If this now is the case, can I say money the very ice lossy as a belief? Like, honestly, I'm just thinking as an ordinary South African, what happened the last time? It's been quiet on the Western Front now. Lossy too as a belief.
Yeah, look at, and I mean, if we reflect on the July unrest and the instability that was there, I think that certainly, so something like this is a massive thing in terms of, we don't want that kind of potential. We know that we've seen track burnings lately. We know that the unrest as well was fueled by a large element of just straight up criminality and opportunism. But that could, you know, that criminality and opportunism still exist. So certainly I think we need to get the full legal perspective of where we stand. The fact is the Department of Correctional Services appeal on the ruling that said he has to go back has been turned down by the highest court in the land. There is no other one after this.
There are no more appeals. So basically, I mean, it's weird to say we're going to wait and see what happens, because the highest court in the land has said this person needs to go back to prison. So I don't know who, if you're one of his lawyers, you bring the argument to if you want to say that, well, maybe the sentence has lapsed already, because who do you take it to? So there's a lot to find out. I imagine a lot of lawyers are going to be billing a lot of fees in the next 2 weeks.
But
it's very breaking and we don't have all the answers. It's simply that is where we are at the moment. The Constitutional Court has come out today and said that former President Jacob Zuma should go back to jail.
Yeah, so they upheld the Supreme Court of Appeals ruling in that regard.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.